Welcome, music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and we're going to begin today's show with music that is heavily influenced by the African diaspora, African rhythms, African instrumentation in some cases. We're going to begin with a group that is more known as a progressive rock band than jazz. This is Santana. From the album Welcome, a 1973 release, Mother Africa. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
The John Coltrane Quartet Africa Brass is the name of the album, and it is an incredible composition and arrangement by John Coltrane. His core quartet is Coltrane on saxophones, McCoy Tyner on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums, and it is supplemented by a brass section and more, Booker Little on trumpet, Julius Watkins, Bob Northern, Donald Corrado, and Robert Swisshelm on French horns, Bill Barber on tuba, Pat Patrick on baritone saxophone, Britt Woodman on trombone, Carl Bauman on euphonium, Eric Dolphy on alto saxophone, bass clarinet, and flute. Art Davis plays an additional stand-up bass on that composition. We started out that set with Santana, Carlos Santana, from his album Welcome, during his particularly jazzy years. That album is entitled Welcome, a 1973 release, and we heard the track Mother Africa. We're going to continue on with a jazz artist who successfully fused South African traditional music with jazz. This is from the album Hope, a 1994 release, and we are going to hear the composition Languta.
Chela my body, so they were a long with the Thank you.
Herbie Hancock, from a particularly interesting and creative time in his career when he was experimenting with the use of the Fender Rhodes piano and more of a rock rhythm in his music, had eventually moved on to the Headhunters group, which merged funk with jazz music. The name of the track is Ostinato, Suite for Angela. And the group at that time all took on African names. Mwandishi Herbie Hancock, as I said, on Fender Rhodes piano. M. Kazaji Buster Williams on bass. Jabali Billy Hart on drums. M. Ganga Eddie Henderson on trumpet and flugelhorn. Mwili Benny Maupin on bass clarinet, alto, flute, and piccolo, and Pepo Mtoto, Julian Priester, on trombones. That was also supplemented with Leon Ndugu Chancellor on drums, Jose Chapito Arias on congas and timbales, he of Santana fame, and then Ronnie Montrose on guitar. And we started out that set with Hugh Masekela from the album Hope, and we heard Languta, a 1993 release with a group of musicians from South Africa. We're going to finish up today's show with a medley of Fats Waller tunes from Emmett Cohn. This is from an album, Dirty in Detroit, from 2018. Emmett Cohn, one of my favorite modern pianists, who has done such a wonderful job of capturing the master's history and tradition of jazz music and fusing it with modern jazz. So from Emmett Cohn, we are going to hear a couple tracks from this album. Ain't Misbehavin', followed by a medley of Honeysuckle Rose and Handful of Keys, all from Fats Waller. And that will wrap things up for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. You are listening to a weekly podcast, In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Now let's listen to Emmett Cohn's trio, which includes Russell Hall on bass and Kyle Poole on drums, from the album Dirty in Detroit, some Fats Waller.
Thank you. Maxwell Hall on the bass. My name is Emmett Cohen on the piano.